Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
How the hell are you, Bob?
It is spooky season.
What it do?
What it do, girl?
What it do? I feel like we did that out of order, but it's fine. Did,
because I was ready to say it's spooky season. So
yeah, I was like, we better not say it again.
Okay, again.
Cool.
Damn, we be trying, man.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we do.
Yo, so hello listeners, welcome to another episode of Queen Talk with AJ. Jordan, how are you doing today?
Yeah. I'm holding on.
That's crazy because I am hanging on by the skin on my pinky finger.
Yo, I was tried constantly today. Like,
wow.
The time I woke up, like, I have two alarms because one of them is supposed to be my exercise alarm, but I tend to not get up for that one. And then the other one is like, okay, no, for real, you need to get your ass up.
Yeah.
So I turned off the exercise one, and then the get your ass up one, I never heard. And God always kind of gives me a little tap and says, let's think about this. Are you sleeping a little too good right now? I looked at my clock. It was 30 minutes into the hour that I used to get ready, which means I had 30 minutes to pack my lunch, fix my fro, prepare myself. I never have my clothes picked out, by the way. I wish that we had a uniform. That would be great. However, we don't.
They do make it super easy for me.
Yeah, and how I look in the day has a big effect on my confidence because...
For sure.
Essentially, I'm out and about, and you know, if I'm like not feeling it, then oh no,
it does. Anyways, affect how you
so
feel.
Yeah, that's we're here, Bob, and Mother Nature's she's knocking, but she's not knocking too hard. I think because I haven't ate too crazy. I think I'm starting to like learn my body a little bit as far as like, okay, you don't need to be eating crazy during this time because when your period come,
this girl said it's not knocking. Oh God, I'm glad we're recording. This entire that 40 was... second splurt, I feel like we should just post that because I couldn't even respond fast enough because here's another one. Oh my. I'm glad we have visuals now, y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes,
so how the hell are you, Bob?
Well, I got a hangnail on my pinky finger that I'm hanging on by.
What? You got a literal hangnail. Wait a minute.
That's all I am hanging on by. You know, this morning, much like you, I was tried from the beginning of the day.
I'm sorry. Damn.
Because I go, hold you. I am feeling a big wad of overwhelmed.
Damn.
And when I say overwhelmed, I mean WH capital. Woo.
Why it don't start at the O?
Oh no, we at the west.
We got to the middle where we had a little hope and we said, ouch.
Fuck it. Like,
guess what I put on this morning to help me?
Ooh, what?
Cleosol.
I knew it.
Ooh.
I knew it.
Listen, I needed all the strength and
that's
inspiration.
That's what I
should have
listened to on my way home. But I was really in silence.
What you listen to? Rob me. Right. Fight me. Rob me.
Silence.
Oh, now, when it's a silent ride, you're done. Friend, I also rode home in silence. That's crazy.
It's really not funny, but it's 30. Hilarious. Yeah. Check.
When you have a whole ride in traffic and you just listen to your car brake and
speed. Your thoughts. Your thoughts.
Yeah. Zooey mama. Wow.
You know, it's just, I woke up fine, truly. And then I got to work and my manager asked, I'm PRing at work. I think you guys know that. So I got to work and my manager asked me, are you supposed to be here today? And I knew it would begin.
Trust me, I ain't gonna be here if I ain't supposed to be.
Duh. I look at the board and there's nowhere, my name is nowhere on the board. I have no room assignment. I have no nothing. And then they add me as float. I said, okay. My coworker said, I'm going to start a flex list because it's full here today. I'm number 3 on the flex list. I don't know how someone who leaves at 7:30 p.m. got flexed out before someone who's PRN, who's literally like as needed. So that means if you don't need me, I go home. I went to work with the intention of going home early. And then even when I realized I had to work, like I still was like, okay, I should be out of here by 1 o'clock. So can you imagine my surprise when I walked out at 5:35?
Ooh, I
had no lunch. I was
because you weren't planning on staying.
Oh. I mean, no, not that I didn't pack one, but I literally didn't even take a lunch at work because I kept thinking that. I was leaving. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, like do this one thing and then you can go. Do this one thing. Do this one thing turned into a whole 5:35 walkout.
Dang.
I am done for. And I think I'm just sitting with my thoughts of how much I have to actually do that I didn't get to do today because I was at fucking work.
You know,
and you know, I'm working on this thing called controlling your emotions or whatever, what the fuck ever. And like,
working on your emotions when you are pissed off is top tier patience 101.
Right.
And you know, I really be asking God, like, okay, I just had a patience test yesterday and the day before. You be like,
can you lay off?
Can you slow down? I was just watching I was watching Haunted Mansion.
Oh.
And there was a preacher on there. He was actually not a real preacher, which we found out later. But he was like, God, he was like, can you give us a break? Like, that's how he started the prayer. Damn. And I... Bro, I thought he was about to say some really, like, deep...
Something,
you know,
something intense, yeah.
That man said, can you give us a break?
Please.
Hallelujah. I understood that so deeply.
Please. That's how I feel.
I'm hoping that your tomorrow and this weekend is such a blast. You won't even be thinking about today.
Me too. And that's why I said I think it's a me thing of controlling my emotions because I feel mad that I didn't leave early. I feel overwhelmed. And I also feel a little salty that I'm a nice person. So I just feel, and I feel overwhelmed with what I actually have to do. So I'm feeling a multitude of emotions and I'm just trying to lasso them in.
Dang.
So here I am. I did. That's when the text you'd be like, "Cause I ain't got it.
I ain't got it today." I want you to know like, that is completely okay.
I know, but then I already had made myself. I told myself, I was like, "You are." I talked to myself about intention and just giving my all and pushing past things. And when I realized it was just me dealing with my emotions, I was just kind of like, "There's nothing really wrong with you. You don't need to be canceling." So here we are. Yep.
Well,
so that is the honest truth, guys. Thanks for listening to my TED talk.
Thank you for sharing your truth.
My rant.
That was not a rant. Rants are way more intense and long. Be like, since you need to go to therapy. Trust me, I hear rants. I've heard rants.
Woo.
Oh wow. Yeah. Well, we're not the only one that's going through the punches this week.
Whoa.
Yo, fake news is really about to probably take up the whole episode.
It is
so cool. Guys, we're gonna dive in. Bob.
All right, y'all. Let's get into it. So Jordan, I saw this question on, before we get into anything, actually, I saw this question on Instagram and I thought I'd ask you because I actually don't have an answer for it. What can you say during sex, but also at a family dinner?
I'll take another round of that.
Wow, that is a good one, actually. Some of the comments are like, slow down, it's not going anywhere. I'm allergic to shrimp. Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. Now I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
That Can was I have delicious. Some more?
That's a good one. Yeah, that was delicious.
Can I have some more?
Yum. What should we do?
Okay. Yeah, well, my sister told me that old girl is like kind of lame now. Like she's like lost a lot of followers and why? Her streams have went down.
But why?
That's what I said. I really hate when like it'd be one of us and then it gets quote unquote tired quickly. But then somebody else does it and it pop off like
and continues to stay relevant when it's really not relevant. Like, how are you staying relevant? That's a good question. I don't know. Because I don't.
Yeah, I was like, dang, shorty canceled?
That's interesting.
Anyway.
Ever since.
Wow, that's.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not really cooking up anything. So, I mean, I feel like I'm not the best for this, but.
Yeah.
If it's not in the kitchen, I.
Because, wow, I'm stuffed.
Oh, God. God, stuffed is crazy. Yo. Oh, mama, papa. Please forgive me. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. That was I saw this and I was like, man, I got to ask Jordan this for real.
That is hilarious. You know, the holidays. I haven't really encountered any like familial or like embarrassing moments, but I wonder, you know, what kind of stuff be popping up at like, I won't say abnormal families, but where things just aren't as well. Maybe there's some little bit of conflict.
That could be awkward.
Yeah.
Maybe like, they don't gather because sometimes awkwardness is really like, people can't handle it.
So they'd be like, don't go to my house. Like,
yeah, they don't show up. They just don't
I've
show
even
up.
Seen where some family want to invite some family over.
Mm-hmm. That's sad.
Do y'all do that for the holidays? That's a little shady. But also, I understand. Because it's like, if you're the type of person that's going to come, not bring anything, take 8 plates, or...
Girl, we got a cousin right now. Mama already said on Thanksgiving, she's going to tell them to make sure they bring their stuff.
What's their always... stuff?
bring something because they never bring anything. Bring 5 people and all 5 people take 10 plates home.
Oh Lord.
And then they eat and dip. It's the craziest thing. And then they dip and say they going to the other side of the family's house. Like they're like she's married, so she's like, girl, my husband's side. So I'm like, you took 5 plates here, you gotta go over there and eat and take 10 more plates. Like that's crazy.
They're taking the plates over to the family. They don't say we made it.
People don't have no chill, not even your family.
That really grinds my like. I hate moochers so bad. Like
that is weird. That's a weird feeling.
Like, but you know, mooching? there's a point when I feel like us young people are the moochers, and some of us don't shift into the giving part for a while. Like,
that's actually
are not cooking, are just still bringing drinks.
And so when are we supposed to tap into that? I don't think we've realized that we are them now. Yo, not the moochers, but it's time for
so
us
for
to
me,
like.
Right? I feel like my mom and her cousins, they still haven't fully taken over yet. So I feel like once they fully take over, then then they'll be okay. Like, hey, ma, relax. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, I wonder if we'll still be eating the same foods.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Because, baby, I'm not going to be making some of that stuff, bro.
Yeah, I actually saw a post that was like, man, Thanksgiving looking like it's about to be Taco Thursday.
That's and tragic. Oh, no, we're not getting there. I felt it. I don't want to do that.
I love tacos. Bro.
I mean, I do too, but, bro, tacos on Thanksgiving? Nah, bro.
I mean, okay, tacos on
Thanksgiving. I don't want no burger,
but
bro.
I'm just saying,
this
like,
ain't no cookout, bro.
I mean, we Hell can switch no. up the food. Like, we actually, me and my cousin talked about low-key having like a pasta bar. Like, one Thanksgiving, we brought pasta because everybody mm-hmm. else was bringing everything else. We brought some shrimp. I think we had brought shrimp Alfredo, actually.
I'm really solid on Thanksgiving, though. Like, Christmas, let's who switch needs it again?
Yeah, Thanksgiving That's is really the traditional food. I can feel that. It's like, yeah, I want the traditional.
Bro, I've been waiting all year for this. Y'all talking about some goddamn. Yeah. Let me stop. Again, I'm not cooking.
Again, to reiterate, I will not be cooking.
I did say that I would be a part of the decor committee. I showed my mom some of my ideas. She was like, girl, the family don't deserve that. They do not deserve this. This is so nice.
Oh my God.
I was like,
mom,
you need to stop. She was like, girl, they're not even going to acknowledge like all the work you better. Like, she was like, no, we don't need
your
to
Your mom
do
said,
this.
Slow your roll, baby girl.
Yeah, she said, what do you go to start? Anyway.
Dang. Okay, yeah, sorry, y'all. We drifted, but we're back. So, speaking of having a rough day, we know someone else in the media who is having a rough week. It seems like it's really been a rough year for this man. I was in a group chat and someone someone said, "We'll smear." And it has not left me.
Oh my, Will Smear. Oh man.
Yeah.
He's gonna be all right.
Will Smith is seemingly having, I don't know, he did post some, we'll talk about that, but anyway. Will Smith is having a rough ever since Jada her book, she's been doing interviews, promo for her book that just released called Worthy. It's just a Jada Pinkett Smith memoir. Ever since it was, she's been doing promo for a lot of things have been coming out. A lot of things. And I just feel like everything that's coming out is a slap in the face for Will. Like, Will slapped Chris, but Will is getting slapped back.
Come on, guys.
I'm serious. Yo. I'm like, he cannot catch a break. Like, first, okay, so one of the things that she revealed was that they are actually separated. They've been separated since 2014.
16.
Or was it? Okay, yeah, it's 16. They've been separated since 2016. They do not even acknowledge each other as husband and wife. So Jada said she was taken aback when he called her his wife, like when he was going off on Chris Rock at the Oscars. I mean, that and then the fact that Tupac and her had a fling, she says it's not really a fling. They were really only made to be besties. Like, they are repulsed. They were repulsed by each other in that sense. So that came out. I mean, the August Alsina thing a couple years ago. I mean, woo!
And that Tupac proposed to her while he was in jail.
Yes. Yes.
So how do you feel? How do you feel about everything? Like, personally, I have a change of opinion on Jada. Initially, I was very irritable about seeing her in the news again. I think just because it seems like since 2020, we have not been able to just kind of have just a little bit of breathing room from the Smith family in regards to their marital encounters and entanglements. And
yeah,
it just feels like we're in bed with them, and quite frankly,
and I went out.
Yeah, but shout out to Blue Centric. You can follow her on Instagram, BLU Centric. She's somewhat of like an emotional guru. She helps people to understand themselves. But she does a lot of deep diving into a lot of social situations, and mm-hmm. she gave a lot of grace and light to Jada in a way that I was unaware of, quite frankly. And I haven't read Will Smith's book. Obviously, I have not read Jada's book. But she just was taking information that was already out there and simplifying it in a way that helped me to understand like Jada. And I also watched an interview with Jada with Jay Shetty, who is also somewhat of a spiritual guru, and he just kind of talks to people just about life. And he's really close friends with the Smith family. He met Jada first, and then he met Will. But I think Jada honestly has never had a chance to choose herself. Like, it seems like her whole, since she met Will, she's been putting him as priority. So this is really the first time that she's spoken her truth. Like, in the interview that I watched with Jay Shetty, she was explaining that, like, you know, her and Will being separated was more so, like, for their own personal growth. And, she said that she was, like, waking up every day crying. She was depressed because there's this, like, restriction that she felt, and she couldn't really explain it. And people are like, you have all these things. Why are you sad? So she spent all these years depressed. And she's kind of and been suicidal. Like, she had thought about how she would kill herself and make it to where, like, no one suspected that it was a suicide. So it kind of put things in perspective for me. Like, the first thing was that Will was, you know, he was already married to his oldest son's mom. And that's when he was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He had met Jada. Jada was actually auditioning to be Nia Long's character, which was his girlfriend on the show. And she didn't get it because of her height. Nia Long was like only an inch or two taller and got the job off of her height because they said that the height between her and Will was just too drastic on screen.
Wow.
But Will meeting her, he was like just over the moon with her presence and wanted to be around her again, but knew that he couldn't. And so later on, his wife tells him that she wants a divorce and their son is already born from what I understand. And he was very much against it. And she literally was like, why would you want to be with somebody that doesn't want to be with you? So eventually, he finally allowed the divorce. And as soon as he got out of the divorce, he immediately called Jada up.
Wow.
And was like, shorty, where you at? And literally told her, you're with me now. He had some ways about him that I felt like would be no different with us maybe looking at like B&J as far as like, not necessarily grooming, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like teetering along those lines a little bit. Jada was just a regular girl from Baltimore. Both of her parents were on drugs. She's the only child from what I know. I think she's the only child. And she had met Tupac like at this school and they shared a lot because, you know, his mom was also a drug addict. And they found this passion and like, and this idea of like, you know, if I make it, I can live a totally different life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they have this friendship and she talks about the intimacy of it, but not in a way that is sexual in any capacity.
Yeah.
And I think for me that took away a lot of the whole, like, cause I was just like, man, she's so in love with Tupac. Like she's so in love with him. But I think that they really just had this connection where she felt like he understood her and she understood him. And it was just a way in which she's never experienced that before. And Will very much met her at a time like where she really wasn't in the best space. Mm-hmm. And he kind of love bombed her. And then he asked her to marry her. She didn't want to, but her mom was like, you be a fool. Like, cause he was Will Smith at the time.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. He was like, as Blue said, he was like a Tom Cruise, you know, Hanks at the time. So she married him and then she found out she was pregnant not shortly after. Like, it just happened so fast for her.
Right.
And so that gave me a lot of grace in understanding, like, okay. But also, I wanted to bring up the subject of, like, I don't know if you noticed, but every time, I hate to always bring it to gender, Lord, but I feel like when Black women speak their truth, and it goes against maybe the traditional norm of, oh yes, I support my hood. Like, for some reason, I've just seen so many Black men dragging Jada, like, talking about her appearance, talking about she's like laying in bed with a boy. I've seen the craziest things on the internet, and really just tasteful. And I just thought to myself, wow, like, clearly y'all haven't read the book, because a lot of the stuff, from what I've been told, people that have read the Will Smith book and are reading the Jada's memoir are saying that a lot of things she's saying is in there is just kind of double downing on what Will has already said. So there's just a lot of ignorance, and I think that people, some of these men have not even been in a relationship or partnership of this nature for that long, maybe not even marriage at all. And so, I mean, I haven't been married either, but I just feel like after so many years of being with somebody, I think adjustments, it would be natural for adjustments to be made.
That's true. And so, I feel like a lot of people actually don't want to make those adjustments. Like, that's kind of like a thing. Like, people don't realize that even though you're married, like, you have to grow. Like, you grow as a person, you grow as a couple. Sometimes you grow together, sometimes you grow apart and have to come back together. So I could definitely see that. Like, it seems that their relationship has withstood a lot. And honestly, like, I make a lot of jokes, but the truth is, like, I'm not in that relationship. I don't know what the relationship has truly been like. I don't know either of them. You know what I'm trying to say? So I can't even say, like, oh, no, she's not. You know, and honestly, when you say, like, she's just telling her truth, she's telling her side of the story, and this is, like, her first time truly doing that. I mean, those are actually valid points when I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, that's true. Like, Will was really in the limelight for all this time, and now it seems like it's, like, he's getting, like, okay, really just, like, getting it off.
All the years, but it's just, when we were looking at them. And,
right. And we had no idea.
Yeah, like, and she was even saying that, you know, of course, they decided to stay married, but just to separate in a sense of, like, there would never be another one of them in that capacity. Like, there won't be a lover that's just so whatever. But, you know, they'll always kind of hold that first place, but just there's some things that you can't give me, and I understand that. And it's not to say this is an open relationship. Like, there are definitely boundaries, but, you know. And so, like you were saying about the whole wife thing, so she said that, I don't know if you remember when the whole, because we definitely had an episode about it, the whole August Alsina thing.
Yeah.
So she said that August Alsina reminded her so much of Tupac. Like, she was drawn to him because of that. And, you know, of course, Jaden introduced August to them. And she was like, at the time, me and Will were separated. Like, you know, we were separated. But I think that August was working through some things, because I think it was him that really revealed it to the public. I don't think we knew. But I think he was going through his process, because I think he may have really been in love with Jada. And so that's kind of how it was revealed to us. And then she kind of had to confront it, because I think she denied it at first.
I think so. It was his interview that initially let it out.
Yeah. And then she brought herself to the Red Talk table. And so essentially, from what I gather, is that she was ready to tell the truth that day. Like, she was ready to tell people, me and Will were not together. I did not cheat on him. But Will was not ready for the world to know that. Like, And a lot of that has to do with, like, he was so against divorce. Apparently it's in his book. Like, so that first divorce really scarred him already. She was really trying to uphold that, you know, for him. And I think that they both kind of had an understanding of, like, okay, no, we're going to stay married.
I'm trying to, maybe I need to watch a couple interviews.
She did a lot for
me. I'm trying to understand. So they're separated, but technically they're still together, but they are allowed, or they do date other people.
Yeah, it sounds like something of the sort. Like, it's hard to not want to call it an open relationship, because, you know, we as people want to put labels on things so that we can better understand it.
Yeah, but it's not personal.
And I really don't know how else to like name it in a way that's relative to our understanding, but mm-hmm. essentially it's like, just like she said, like we don't call each other husband and wife, like, but we're that she always calls him her best friend. So I think it's just deeper than.
Do they even live in the same house?
I don't know. I imagine that. I feel like they do, but I mean, they have so much money, child. I mean, even if they did, they could be on two totally different ends.
I was really shook when that came out that they were separated because I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think we all were. I was not expecting to see that.
Yeah.
Like, and I did feel embarrassed for her about the whole thing with the slap. And like, apparently that's another thing. Chris and Will have been beefing for years. And Chris has came at her sideways for years. And I'm not really sure. There was another time when he crossed her and he apologized and she thought they were cool. So this whole recent encounter with him making the joke on the Oscars, I mean, I don't know. Like, I just see a Black woman that's just really trying to exist and be mm-hmm. respectful and hold space for everybody but herself. And I don't know. I just feel really bad. Like,
yeah, the
things that I see, but I also can see how men and I mean, just people in general can look at it, because essentially I was looking at it that way at first. Like, had I not did a little bit more digging or given her a chance to actually watch her interviews, my mindset wouldn't have changed. And that's why it's just so important to me with anybody getting canceled or anything on the media. Like, I have to do my own assessing.
Research. Yeah.
I hate to see people just cancel shit. And it's like, you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, you weren't even following this person. You don't have no facts to support this. Yeah. You had no concern of this person beforehand. Like, no. So here we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a mouthful. I am gonna have to watch that.
It really was. Yeah, so hopefully I did want to ask you though, like my last question for this Will and Jada. Like, do you think that there's an ex that you were born to the capacity that, I mean, I guess Jada's, Tupac's not necessarily Jada's ex, but he asked her to marry him, which that part is still kind of confusing to me. She talks about him a lot.
She said that he was in jail, though, and I think he was in a place where he felt like she was solid. Mm. That's what I gathered from, like, those little clips that I saw about that. I feel like he just felt like, man, this is really my best friend. She's solid. I love her. I'm down and out. Like, I think he was just in a low place. And not saying that she's like, oh, like, that's where he had to be to want to marry her. But I just think that based on their dynamic, because it was platonic and he was, like, in a weird space, like, being in prison, I think that he was just like, oh, my God, I got to marry her. And it was just, like, a lot of best on his judgment, kind
of. Doing that.
Yeah.
That has to be hard, bro.
I feel like they might, like...
I feel just like kind of like always... crossing a line of like, should we be together? Like, we really enjoy each other. Like, really questioning it, even though there's no sexual, like, attraction, right? Or, like, chemistry. That's so. Mm-hmm. And it seems like I've heard of people doing it, and it seems like it doesn't work out. Like, if there's not initial attraction, I don't know.
Yeah, I think if it's not there, it's not there. Like, if you're really meant to be platonic, but because it's like, okay, hey.
You don't have nobody. Maybe. I ain't got nobody.
Right. Let's just give it a try. It's just like the place that you're currently in. But I have no exes or like that I would ever be like, oh, that's my bestie. I like never. No.
That's my bestie.
No.
I don't know. I think I do have like exes that I don't necessarily, it's not like a romantic thing, but it's like I care about. And if I don't know how I would process that. And I remember actually having an ex who had a family member, and she was like in shambles because her ex-boyfriend had like died. And I was just like, wow, like that has to have so many layers.
Oh my God. Like,
it's somebody that you've had history with, you're not together with, but at the same, you know, it's like,
I mean, an ex dying, you did have a connection to that person. And although they're an ex, like you still had a connection. And I feel like if, like, for someone to die, it is kind of like, whoa. Like, you just kind of get kind of shook a little bit. I feel like that's what the feeling would be. So, I mean, I don't know. I might I might get a little shook up.
Do you remember our ex roomie? And her said, remember, like, she, it happened to her. And I remember her telling us, like, the family was not receptive to her at his funeral.
At all. They didn't acknowledge her. That was messed up.
Like, it's like they didn't. I'm like, so. And you just don't know. That can be messy, too, if, like, that person leaves, but, like, their family doesn't know who you are to them because they've been living a double life or.
That is tricky. Like, you're just left with the lies.
Yeah, like, trouble. He had so, I remember when he died, he had so many women. Like, and I was like, oh, God, like, he was with a lot of women at the time. But it's tricky, like, you just have to put that to the side because it's like, I'm mourning this person.
Wow. Yes, you were out with some. That is some hard.
Woman. Yeah, it's layers.
That is hard. I had a person tell me about how their family member was murdered, and the story they were telling me very much sounded like the family member was cheating on their significant other, and they ended up getting killed.
Oh.
And I was just kind of like, she was telling me the story, and I was like, of course I didn't say anything out of respect, but every time she brings it up or every time there's like a new finding or something, I'm like, this nigga was cheating. Not saying it's okay and not saying he deserved to die for that. Of course not. But I'm just like, that's a crazy realization because he had a girlfriend and now like they're best friends. Well, they were best friends. So now they're both dealing with his loss and his kids. Like, it's just crazy. I'm just like, I don't know if I, that's a hard pill to swallow. And I feel like, you're left with so many
confront them.
Questions. Yeah, like yeah. You can't confront him. You can't confront the other person. You didn't know. You're left with his legacies. Like, you have to keep living. Like, you literally have to just keep living, and you have to. That's some therapy stuff. Like, you need to talk that out. Because I don't know what
I think it's hard for me when we find negative things out about people after they pass.
Yes.
And we've always acknowledged them in a high regard. There was some priest who died, or he was like a pope or something. And he was really big in the YT community. And girl, all of a sudden, all these people started confessing to him, like molesting and just bad things. I was just like, oh my God. Like,
No.
The truth was that you're free, honey.
Right. And I bet that's how Jada feels in her memoir.
Yeah, like, I bet she really does feel free.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
For real. I actually.
And shout out to Will. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, yeah, I was just gonna say shout out to Will for still sticking by her side, because recently he even said, he's like, Jade is my best friend, and I'm gonna stick beside her always got her, she's always had me, like, it is what it is. And he's kind of just like they were showing like kind of posts, like he's like unbothered, like he's just like, it is what it is. And so I commend him and I commend her for just being true to themselves in their relationship.
I just wish that the Black community would give more flowers to people that have done such a great job at, you know, being something to look up to and offer, you know, acting, and whether it's, you know, her being in a different world or, you know, Will Fresh Print, like, just the things that they've offered to our cultural spaces. Instead of like ripping them apart because you don't agree and you got your own shit going on, like, I don't know, I just feel like,
right,
like, you're gonna be ripping,
like, who are you to judge? But like you said, people hold these people in different, like, on a pedestal almost. So when they hear stuff and find stuff out, they feel like, oh my God, like they can really just go in on that particular person, you know? But it's like, look at yourself. What's your spirit looking like?
Uh oh.
Like, nah. So.
Big as a what?
Yeah.
Big as a what?
Yeah.
Bigger than Super Bowl.
Oh, you want to get into it?
Nah, I'm going to take it easy. So, we all know, it's been everywhere. Drake dropped his album for the dogs. Not a dog.
It was a bark.
Yeah. So Yance has not listened to the album. I've listened to most of the album. It's still not old Drake. I thought I was going to get another Take Care. And I have to realize that just like I have grown, some people have not. And, or they've grown in a different way. And I just have to accept that Drake is an artist. And that's just what it is. However, there are a few songs on this album that I do like. And okay. I think Yans can agree.
Yes.
Which is Rich Baby Daddy. Y'all know how I feel about song. 60 Red. Y'all know how.
Shay song.
I don't know how I feel, but that song is hella catchy.
That's your girl, low key. She pregnant. Side note. Sorry, go ahead.
How can I believe she pregnant, bro? She said that she had been holding her stomach in. And she was posting pictures where she was holding her stomach in. And she was like, ooh, like, I've run out of breath. I'm like, girl.
She wild.
For me, it's just her whole, like, representation. She just doesn't seem like I could have like a really thorough, well thought out.
I feel like she don't think before she speak for real. She's so air quotes real that she don't really think before she speak, and it's clap.
You are canceled, Ayana. What did you say?
I am. Red? I know. Ooh, cancel me.
I mean, for me, like the whole classy thing. I don't know if it's more about class to me than it is just about...
It's just distasteful.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not... I'm really for people that are authentically themselves. All for that. But that don't mean that I fuck with everybody that's authentically. It's like, this shit's real. And unfortunately...
You're not for everybody. Everybody's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's just what it is. And it's cool.
That's fine.
But it's definitely her time. Like, I feel like Lotto had her time. Megan had her time. Doja Cat had her time. And Glorilla had her time. And people are actually telling Glorilla... I didn't know that Glorilla dropped an album. I haven't heard any tracks off of it except for that one. Where she's not the Cupid Shuffle. What song is it?
Girl. Oh, the one where she's hanging out the window? She dropped a song that's like a dance too. I don't know the name of it or anything.
But it's like a dance that's already there.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, dang. I only heard it one time and I said pass.
And I thought forgot about it.
The song that was a cover was great, but I don't know. It felt a little weird.
Back to Drake.
Exactly. So Drake is now tied with Michael Jackson with number ones. I thought that was pretty cool, and so I wanted to first off name off the artists that have the most number ones. Okay, so we have the Beatles, which they're a group. They have 20 number ones. Most of them are from the 60s. Really, like, all... there's a year between, like, 1964 and 1970, they had the world in a chokehold. Number two is none other than my girl, MC, Mariah Carey. 19 number ones. Okay. Come on now. We already knew what the fuck
was going on.
I'm not surprised by that. Number three is Rihanna. Rihanna has 14 number ones. What I will say, no shade to Rihanna, though, is that most she has a lot by herself, but she has some features, too. Live Your Life, Love the Way You Lie with Eminem, The Monster with Eminem, Work with Drake, What's My Name with Drake. I don't know if those count on Drake's behalf. Number four is MJ, who has 13 number ones. His number one is a song called Ben. I do not know that song. Do you?
I don't know that one. Mm-mm.
Let's see. And now number five is Drake. So he now is tied with MJ with 13 as well, ending off with First Person Shooter, which features J. Cole.
Wow.
Listen, J. Cole is
a banger.
Run this year. I was still melting into his song with Yachty. And what's it called? The Secret Recipe? The Recipe? Baby. And
you've really been a fan, bro. You've really been a fan, and I'm seeing why. I'm now seeing why. I ain't gonna hold
you. I kind of felt a little bittersweet about this being J. Cole's first number one. But it's like, also, he deserves it. And, you know, him and Drake are cool. So that's still that's still a great moment for him.
Right, right.
So I wanted to get us to decide, what is our favorite number ones from Drake and MJ?
Oh.
I'm going to go back to this link here so I can see Drake's, because.
Yeah, this girl, I don't know.
Okay, so Drake, I'm gonna name some of them for y'all. I'm not gonna lie, Jimmy Cooks being on here is kind of crazy. So he has What's My Name, Work, One Dance, God's Plan, Nice for What, In My Feelings, Toosie Slide. That was during COVID, but that should not be up there.
Niggas wanted to dance so bad during COVID, bro. So
wow, What's Next?
Does that really count?
I'm surprised What's Next is up there. Okay. Ooh. Way Too Sexy. I remember we were really.
That actually might be my number one. Not gonna hold you.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Wait for but let me keep looking. Let me keep looking.
Jimmy Cook, Slime You Out. Slime You Out? Oh, God. I don't even like that song for real. And First Person Shooter. Okay. Out of this, it's definitely not gonna be any of the bottom. It would probably be God's Plan and In My Feelings. In My Feelings was like my shit. Okay.
Wow.
What, Kiki? Do you love me? If I play that on the way to work tomorrow, I gotta buy you.
Still gonna be jamming.
And like God's Plan, it's just something about it. Like, oh, don't play with me. This is God's Plan. Like,
yeah. No, the video and the okay.
The video was great too.
That was literally it was amazing. Yeah. I think that's maybe why I started to really like. I mean, I liked the song, but the video, it was like, whoa, like this is dope, actually. But it's not my number one, though.
Yeah.
I actually think Way Too Sexy is still my number one. I don't know.
Really?
I mean,
I'm too sexy for this shirt. I really think it's kind of salty, though, because I feel like Drake has way more better features with Future that could have made that list instead of Way Too Sexy, but I digress. What I will
I'm
say
trying
though,
to think of his catalog, because you know I'm not. I mean, I'm a fan, but I don't got it down pack. So that's why I'm like, let me look back at some stuff to see what I'm really messing with,
girl. And I just want to say, Drake really, really tried it.
What happened?
There is a song where he literally went in on Rihanna. I don't remember what song it is on the album. I'm trying to see if maybe if I actually see the album. Cause girl, I was like, what? Let's see.
Girls on Girls. Oh man, I really didn't like that one. I really used to like Tuesday too. I know that's really like, that's a throwback for real, but I actually really used to like that one.
Darn, I really forgot which one he's talking about Rihanna in. Anyways, I digress. Y'all trying to snap. Sorry that I don't have this song. But in the beginning of the song, he's literally saying the sex with her was average. Glad he's not ASAP. He was, and then he kept saying anti.
He's so petty. It's actually kind of ridiculous.
But it's crazy to see that two of his number ones, why he up there talking some beat it, nigga, beat it on First Shooter because he's about to pass Michael. Two of your number ones are Rihanna. Like, ooh. Whatever. That's kind of, I just feel like rap really be out the way too. Like, he didn't have.
Yeah. He didn't, like, she didn't ask for that.
But you know, she has a song, Sex With Me Is So Amazing. So yes. By him saying sex with her is average, he was really. But he's done shots at Rihanna. Megan Thee Stallion, he just be throwing shots at black women for no reason, and baby,
he gotta stop.
You gotta stop.
Yeah, he gotta stop. Also, okay, sorry, I just thought of a song. Yes, Indeed. I mean, that is Lil Baby, but it's featuring Drake.
That Drake has way better features. See, we need a black community number ones because these Billboard charts, we have no control over. Like, I'm surprised that one song She used to comment on my cell phone. I'm surprised on that. That one wasn't on the
page. Is you doing a dance? It's you doing a dance.
I know. Hotline Bling. I know when the hotline Bling. Yes. I'm surprised that wasn't number one.
You or know who else actually got better features than... Okay, I'm not going to say better features than better music, but in my opinion, has some really fire features. Cardi B. Every feature she's done, like, in the past couple years, really been bangers. Like, bangers. Yeah. And she going in.
Nicki remixes have not set... I hadn't even heard Nicki remixes. Cardi's
unmentionable.
Remix, what?
Unmentionable. No.
Who said that you can't hold that nigga and he gonna eat me like a mango? Like a mango? And I always get my lip blue. Come on now.
Checking my page for she eat feed her kids? She talking about somebody, baby. I said, girl, what?
Wait, this is
crazy.
Did she say that? Or yeah. Lana say that?
No, I think she said that. Cardi said that.
Oh, shoot.
On the way song
that I cannot retain lyrics the way I used to when I was little. Like, I have to have power rush now. If I want to learn these
lyrics. It'd be the one-liners that really be getting me going that I remember. Because you know I'm not a lyric girl.
Yeah, your ass gonna pull it up.
Yeah. And will and be like, right on my phone.
For Michael Jackson, what would be your number one for Michael?
Girl.
Dance with you. All night, Rock With You is definitely up there for me. Rock With You, The Way You Make Me Feel. What's my
the
song?
The Way You Make Me Feel.
Yeah. Mama say, mama say, mama go say.
Billie
mama
Jean say, mama, is not my lover.
Girl. Oh, Billie Jean is hard, but nah, let me say.
You rock my world. You rock my world. You know you did. Yes.
Is that the Chris Tucker? Sorry.
Yeah.
What if I remember the time? Remember that's not even on time. Here, though.
Wait, isn't that?
It's not one of his number ones.
Oh, Pretty Young Thing.
Do you remember, girl?
Yeah,
no.
Nah.
Remember? Oh. Yeah, no. Nah, I couldn't even get out this.
I was like, yeah, that one, but nah, that ain't it for me. I'm sorry.
What about
Dirty Diana? I love Dirty Diana. Oh man, I don't know, girl. I don't know.
You know that was made for, right? I think it was actually made for Diana Ross, but Princess Diana loved it, so I think that he wanted to be
interesting.
I don't know, Joe. I think him and Diana, I don't know what they had going on, Chuck.
Oh wow.
Yeah, for me, it's as far as because they have Black or White, You Are Not Alone, Bad, Say, Paul McCartney. They have Beat It, though. Beat It. I don't know why the YTs don't like Beat It the way they like Thriller. What's the obsession? Every Halloween, we got to see them do their zombie shit. Like, let it go. It is 2023. I'm still taking the vibes.
Go off, Jordan. Go
that
off.
That was in the 80s. I'm just so sick of
one
them.
Thing about it, they love throwbacks.
They sure do. A hip, a hop, a hippie. Do you like that, Ayana?
Oh, Jordan going the fuck in. I'm Jordan, I'm done. Okay. I'm crying. I was trying to find his list because I'm like, wait, I'm missing something.
Did you click the link?
Girl, I'm sick.
Oh, Lord. I thought you were looking at it the whole time. Oh, my.
I was trying to go off the door.
And I screenshotted it. Oh, wowzers.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. I'm Dirty Diana. Okay, yes. Man in the Mirror. All right, I'm sorry.
You can stop singing that. You like it.
For real, I'm sorry. Don't stop till you get a next girl.
Mary was my shit too.
To the force, don't stop. Don't stop till you get... Girl, hold on. That's my number one because, yo, I used to sing that.
We have a throwback party.
The time.
Just like, we need to have a... You know, it's remember the time? We need to have before the time, which is before 92. Well, I guess 92 for... Well, wait.
Yeah.
Let's say before 90 to encompass everyone.
Yeah, because 92 is actually... Yeah, he got one. Well, you were not alone in 95, but still
everything. No, no, no. I just mean, oh, I see what you're saying. Well, those hits were in the 80s, so that's what I was.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I mean, we can still play. I mean, we was kids. I'm sorry. So it was still before our time.
So wait, what's your number one for Drake? I actually didn't hear yours. What's your number one for Drake? I got my what I was singing.
Mine was God's Plan and In My Feelings. As far as the list that they put down. Yeah.
None of these that are number one are my favorite.
I know, I agree. But I was just saying from the list, if you had
Nice for What?
Oh, okay. I thought you said Way Too Sexy.
It's not on this list though.
You're looking at the and you know what? You're looking at the screenshot. I put the Billboard link in. That's what I was looking at. Now off these.
Girl, why did I not see that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, hold these on. Let me go to this real quick. Okay, yeah, Way Too Sexy. I would have to pick that off of this list.
Damn, I can't believe Tootsie Slide is on there. That's actually really bothering me.
It is really some COVID. That's some COVID mess.
That's a joke.
I don't know. It was just in the beginning of COVID, though, because we shut down in March and it hit number one in April. So maybe niggas really like it.
Maybe niggas really like it. Yo, that's the name of this, but this is the episode. Maybe niggas really like it. Oh, God. Okay. We were going to get into Israel and Palestine, but I just don't know that... I'm in the mental space. We definitely be talking about it because we kind of have to.
It should be talked to.
Yeah. So we will hold off. Do you want to dive in? I mean,
I would say we can save it is what I was getting to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to save that and we'll talk about that, at the beginning of next week. I know that this was a very short episode. We just kind of had to tap in.
Y'all,
Beyonce is having a party this weekend. We will have plenty to share.
We will. I'm ready. The games next are week. Here. I mean, vibes will be there.
Oh my God. When are we recording next week, friend? Because we are going to be busy as hell next week.
Yeah, I start my new job, but I get off at 3. Well, I'm saying I get off at 3:30, but also I'm driving all the way from the middle of nowhere. So.
Oh,
I mean, I'm expecting to be home by 6. I mean, that's 6 o'clock, 3 hours of traffic. Ooh.
Oh my God.
That's a lot. I'm saying 6 because I really don't know, but I don't suspect to be home later than 6. So either way, I think we'll be fine with when we'll pick a day and we'll go from there. Thank you. I think I'm gonna have to move to the middle of nowhere because girl, you know how I feel about driving. Well, I don't know if you know, but I'll be going anywhere, but I actually hate driving.
I hate driving too, but I cannot tell that you hate it because you be outside.
I'll be everywhere. I'll be liking to go.
Well, you ever want to pick me up? I'm not too far.
I hate being in traffic.
Oh,
yeah. That's the T. I mean, I can go anywhere as long as it's not traffic.
Traffic is what bothers you?
Yes, because you really just sitting there.
For me, it's being in unknown places and not knowing that the road's going to end and curve really quickly or something like that. Then I have to I'm not used to being over here. I mean, traffic is annoying, but at least it slows down to a point that, I can kind of figure out where the fuck I am.
Then I'm just sitting. I just hate having to sit, bro. That should be pissing me off.
That's me every morning. You don't have traffic when you go to work? Oh, maybe people are still asleep.
I have to be there at 7.
Oh, yeah, I got to be there at 8:30. Girl, I'll be in the thick of it.
Into the thick of it!
Oh, man.
All right, y'all.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast.
On that note, I'm out.
You guys enjoyed our thorough remarks of BT. We'll see your asses next week. Thank you so much.
Bye.